two zeros, make it 11 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, and that means that it's time for Bands of the Brand Celebrity
Rooftop! The introduction's getting more deranged. That's right, tonight we're joined by two members of Telecom, Greg and Nick. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good. You've actually been on this show before during Strip-a-thon, is that correct?
That is correct.
What was your experience that evening?
Nick?
Nudity. I don't know.
And you pulled cash out, as I remember.
That's right. We pulled out cash. Nick made a lot of posturing towards the end of the show that he was actually going to strip off
and
with everyone else.
And
no.
What happened,
no,
Nick?
I did push-ups. I lost my nerve.
Really?
I just lost it.
But you could have been it could have been so liberating for you.
It could have been so good, but
your penis could have roamed free.
It could have
around the triple R corridors.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to try out any nudity at future Telecom gigs?
I haven't thought of it until now. Greg, no.
Well, the guys.
Personally, no, I won't be. But it's quite amusing because had there been like a 7-Eleven sign in the studio, Nick would have happily gotten
maybe
nude
an Indian guy.
Yeah. And maybe a couple of
Indian
Jager bombs
guys.
In his
That's
system.
The thing, is it?
Nick has a habit of getting naked at 7-Elevens in the city after hours.
Really?
On Saturday nights.
Is that because it's nice and bright, so you're guaranteed that people are going to be seeing all your wares?
I need a stage.
You know, do you get up on the ice cream?
It's something about
the ice cream section. Took a very big deep breath when he said that.
Yeah, I don't really want to be admitting this because people might be listening, but yeah.
Which aisle, the fresh
basically
cream?
Basically, in front of the guy that serves you.
Do you really? do you make a purchase before you show him your
a deposit?
I pretend to be interested in the apples, but then
apples.
No, they sold apples.
No, they do. They're in Glad Wrap.
Is that a euphemism?
So you don't even
like these apples.
You don't even purchase something. You just turn up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, pretend to buy an apple, show him your dick, and then leave.
Yes.
Right.
I don't think you actually show anything. I think it's just more the white light within the 7-Eleven, the goods on display at an odd hour just kind of prompt you to drop your trousers and do push-ups. Isn't that right,
and
Nick?
The muscles do the story for us.
Do you do push-ups? Is that part of the...
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Is this
is it an evolving thing?
Yeah, I've got nowhere to go from here. After
have you only done it once?
I've done it...
too many times that I can count.
What do you do when he
Greg takes photos
that.
For some reason. I don't know why.
I like to watch.
Really? Yeah. What happens to these photos?
Yeah, where are they shown?
They get sent to our friends and people ridicule me from then on in.
Posted on underground Melbourne music websites.
Do you think there might be a slide night, Telecom slide night, with just photos of Nick naked at 7-Elevens doing push-ups?
I surely hope not.
Have you ever thought about other exercises other than push-ups?
Like star jumps?
No. Chin-ups?
No.
Chin-ups?
No. I can't even do like more than 5 push-ups. So
I don't think that's the point.
And they're
though.
Lady push-ups too, aren't they?
On your knees. Yeah. Do you do your knees?
On the knees. And usually with a crowd of people.
You could do squats.
Yeah. I hope your band never supports Bob Logg. He'll put you to shame.
I know.
At the end of his gig, he does about 200 push-ups at the very end.
But he's wearing clothes.
I thought it was all about scotches.
And he's wearing that big helmet too, so that kind of reaches to the ground. So I'm sure he's not actually reaching the ground.
He's. I was up the front at Meredith, and he doesn't.
What are you saying? Are you trying to like start some kind of turf war between Telecom and
well,
Bob Logg?
I don't want to say anything bad against too. Bob Logg 3, but
yes.
I hear it's actually Bob Logg 2, whatever that means.
How have you chosen your rooting songs tonight, since there's only two of you from the band?
A democratic vote,
in that
a runoff, maybe.
Where are the other two? Why didn't they come?
I don't know. Why?
We didn't tell them about it.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, one member has been.
Well,
on before,
we didn't want to bring.
Although he has actually, he doesn't remember.
What are you trying to say, Glenn? A member of Telecom is engaged tonight.
Oh, Paul.
One of them is, yeah.
Stop it.
He's not allowed to do anything sexual.
No, but I thought we wouldn't bring Blake into the studio again. Not so much because we don't want him to get kicked out again. It's just that we don't want Paul to be comforting his girlfriend again, is what he said on the
night. When did that happen?
Yeah, I forgot about that almost.
Yeah.
Blake, did I tell him not to come in tonight?
No. I just thought I'd spare his girlfriend.
Didn't you know about that story before the radiothon?
We kind of knew vaguely about it. But yeah.
But his girlfriend didn't know about it.
Well, she must have known about it if she was getting comforted.
Yeah, at the end of the show, I think.
Really? Well, unless she's been trying to suppress the memory, I don't know.
Is it his same girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is riveting.
So, so the people that didn't turn up tonight, are you able to tell any salacious tales of them? Because Dynamo didn't. It worked out pretty well for them.
Geez, I've never actually even pictured Darren having sex with anyone, but now that I think about it,
picture it now. Just give it a crack right now and just try and
slower, harder.
Try and give our listeners a visual.
Well, Darren, he's always had that. He's always
let's just put it this way.
Twitch, so just and I'm willing. That.
Sorry, a
he's
nervous
got the twitch, isn't he?
I don't know. I'm pretty much willing to wear any sort of flack that I will cop from this, but the other two members of Telecom who aren't here are asexual.
Do you think Darren takes his glasses off when he has sex? Or do they steam up?
I think he puts his contacts in and the glasses as well, just so he can see.
I'm not even sure he takes his clothes off when he has sex. I'm going to get it so badly. No, I don't think he does take
his
glasses off.
The human shield.
Yeah.
Wait, so he puts his contacts and his glasses on, so he's like the bionic man. And he can go, banana, I can see.
It's like
yeah, I can do easier to find the clitoris.
So have your other two members?
Sorry, the clitoris.
Clitoris. Have your other two members approved of your top five reading choices?
We haven't really asked them.
No, have we? Have no idea.
Fuck them.
We don't care.
Okay, yeah. What are we starting with?
We're starting with our number five in the list. It's a song that I chose because. Why did I choose it? It's a little tribute to Triple R and Triple R's rooftop gigs, which I believe don't happen anymore.
No, apparently the rooftop isn't actually got anything up there yet. So.
Well, anyway, this song was recorded on a rooftop. It's the most famous rooftop song ever.
Get back.
Close.
Oh.
And it's about the... I don't know what it's about. It's about the pre... sex.
Well, there's a running theme. We've tried to make it so that you can actually read a sentence from the songs that we've chosen.
Wow.
All of the titles actually read a sentence. And so the first one is I've Got a Feeling by the Beatles. And I think it's kind of self-explanatory. It's a good, I don't know, sexually starting song. Hey, I've got a feeling.
Do you think that that a girl would respond well to a tap on the shoulder and the whispered I've got a feeling?
Yes.
I think it was followed by a knowing nod and a wink, possibly.
And
yes.
A feeling deep inside, oh yeah.
Yeah, and...
Everybody had a wet dream.
Yeah, okay. I think it was mostly the guitar riff that sold Nick on this. Yeah. So I think if she heard the guitar riff, she may have been a little bit 50-50, but then the guitar riff at 30 seconds into the song... And she's anyone's.
So is this for anyone that's in 7-Eleven at the moment?
It's anyway. Sanjay.
Sanjay.
What number is this, Glennie G?
Number 5.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can't hide, no, no. Yeah!
on my toes. Oh yeah. Not everybody knows. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I've got a feeling. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up.
Yeah.
Everybody put the foot down. Oh yeah.
It's 13 minutes past 11. You're on Best of the Brad on Triple R. We're here with Telecom as tonight's Celebrity Rooters. That was their first song. Are you McCartney song. Fans yourselves?
Yeah. I'm actually not a McCartney fan. I'm more a Lennon fan. But when Paul McCartney sings in a kind of John Lennon style, that's when I dig it, when he's actually singing with a bit of guts and gusto or something.
Good, summer, good summer rooting song, that one.
Good. Is it Glenn?
I think so. You know, when it's warm weather and you can, you know, you're just rooting for just cause.
Just because it's a pretty little
dolphin.
Just because you've got dolphin. A feeling.
Yeah,
deep inside of you.
Yeah.
And Nick, you seemed to kind of stop and start a bit at the end there. You thought we were going back on air, then you were.
I've been caught before with that little stop. I thought everything was finished and I had to continue on.
Just listening to the song or actually?
Just listening to the song.
What did you think? The shopkeeper came back in for a minute?
I did.
7-Eleven shopkeeper.
I thought it was a shift change, and the other guy was coming in.
You're caught with your pants down yet again.
How's your bounce back rate, Nick?
Are we talking cricket?
No,
when your balls hit the ground.
No, when you like, how soon can you get back into it after you've completed your?
Usually, like about 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
You and Tommy Lee got something in common.
What?
No, you got nothing in common. Sorry.
You've got hepatitis, Nick.
It's not good.
You can't get straight back into it.
No.
You're a young man, though.
I need time to decompress and smoke a cigarette.
And a Gatorade and stuff.
Vegetable water.
Gaze out across the sunset and get back into
What do the gays have to do with it? Sorry, I couldn't do that. I'll stop.
Everything.
What's your number four reading song?
Our number four reading song is an Ice House track. Originally, we were going to go for Nothing Too Serious, but we felt that...
it's a bit flippant.
Well, it is a bit flippant with the chorus of, I had a little accident, nothing too serious. Take a look at this place, take a look at this mess, nothing too serious. We can try again some other day, nothing too serious.
That's poetic.
It is poetic.
Once again,
shout out to Ivor Davies, but... I felt that our all of our lovemaking accident bases were covered by our next song in the countdown. So we've chosen to go for Ice House's "We Can Get Together."
Oh, so no Man of Colours.
No,
I thought it was going to be Great Southern Land.
No. We chose this one, this Ice House track in particular, for the sort of bestial carnal cries in the pre-chorus of. Ah, woo! Can I get a B, a bouncy C? I don't think I was in tune there, but yeah, kind of for that explicitly and only that.
Would you? Is that something that you would do in the bedroom? Give a little bit of a ah-woo?
By myself, yeah, all the time, looking into the mirror in my underwear. Yeah. Oh, you mean having sex?
Well, either. I'm impressed that you'd even give yourself a bit. It's kind of like talking to yourself when, you know, when masturbating and giving yourself a bit of an ah-woo.
And you had so much restraint to leave the underwear on too.
Yeah. Have you ever watched yourself in the mirror masturbating?
No, it's not something I've ever done. No.
What about you,
Nick? Has though.
I only do it like that.
Really?
Yeah.
In the mirror.
My porn is really old.
It's what? Really old?
Really old.
Old. Oh, okay. Right.
It's been and gone.
Come on, Greg. Nick. You can't handle him.
I can't answer
him. He already answered.
No, well,
I thought you told me you didn't want to speak about that.
No, I don't. It's,
okay.
It's private. But yes, the answer to your question is yes, all the time, and nothing but.
Do you Windex?
What?
Your mirror afterwards?
No. It's quite far.
Fine spray. Oh, yeah. No, it's quite as far away.
Yeah.
So, so you don't have the spray of a dolphin then?
No.
No.
The dolphins, I've heard about the dolphins.
Yes, 14 feet.
Sexy,
so
sexy
we can
animals.
Get together. The primal woo in the middle is why you've chosen this. What sort of route would someone have to Ice House or with Ivor Davies? You can answer either question or both.
A desperate one.
No, I disagree. I don't know. I mean, he's kind of lost the mullet of late, which is kind
is
of
playing the big day out this year.
Fingers crossed.
Has anyone ever seen Ivor Davies and Red Simons in the one room at the same time?
It's like a superhero thing, you know, yeah. With the glasses removed. Yeah, I can see where you're going.
I'd have to say Ivor Davies would be Australia's leading Red Simons impersonator.
I can appreciate that, but
and they both play guitar too.
So
weird.
Sex to this song or with Ivor Davies?
Or Red Simons.
That's not a choice.
Well, I think it'd be a route for the people, wouldn't it? With the Ivor Davies mullet. The everyday Australian who still carries on the tradition of the 80s.
Keep on keeping on.
The great southern land is Australian. Yeah. Is that a word? It is now.
Would you have sex with a celebrity just for the sake of saying that you'd had sex with, say, Ivor Davies?
Shane
yes.
Warne. Would you have sex with Shane Warne just to clock him over the 1001 mark? Or?
Yes, I would.
I think you'd have to work for it, though, wouldn't you?
No.
A few text messages.
Can of baked beans.
Is there any celebrity
B&H.
You'd say no to?
Paris.
Naomi Robson.
Tommy Lee.
You'd say no to Naomi Robson?
She's not a celebrity.
Why would you say
maybe
no to
maybe, hey, fuck. Is that allowed on air? I don't know.
I think it can.
So you'd hate fucking.
Yeah,
Naomi
we'd put
Robson.
It to air.
All right.
We'll let it out later. Don't worry about it.
But, yeah, I just think she's Satan, isn't she?
Really? No. You're not a Naomi fan?
I'm not a fan either. No.
Oh, she's good with the sound down, but.
You know. Yeah, well, that's all.
Can't talk with the
is that what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about relevant current affairs programs.
Oh, okay. Then Tracy, Grimshaw?
Is Hero?
Yeah. I always get them confused, but yeah.
So she would be the only one? Sound up and down?
If I was a single man, I think everything would be fair game.
Nick. What about you, Nick?
Anything.
Yeah,
anything would be fair game.
Anything would be fair game.
Anyone that's been on...
Lucky Richie Ditches and
anything to tell the what about grandkids about. Who was the host of
Woodruff
Richie Ditch,
or Bouncer?
I've got no idea.
If they were still around?
Anyone that's been on Where Are They Now? I'd be in for it.
Koshy.
Jeannie Little?
Koshy.
Anyway, Jeannie Little twice.
We should play this song. What number is it going to be?
Stuart Diver.
Yes.
Number... 4
must be something we can talk about.
23 minutes past 11 here.
Here we are, getting together.
We are. That's quite a jaunty tune.
Yes, it is.
Have you had a jaunty shag to it?
I personally haven't. I think aside from track number 2 in our countdown, I haven't actually tested out any of these tracks. I think it's just, it's really more an aspirational countdown than anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll give it a crack till we can get together.
One of these days.
Right. It's too much up and down rhythm. I can't.
God permitting. Yes.
You get confused, do you, Nick?
Yeah.
Really?
You need a 4/4. Rock beat.
Or that's the story of your life, isn't it, Nick? You need a 4/4 rock beat for everything.
Or be on a horse and carriage.
Otherwise, do you get put off your game?
Pretty much.
Is there anything else that puts you off your game?
People looking in the windows, people calling on the telephone.
Who looks in the windows when you're having
thoughts of what
sex?
Happened during the day?
When the gaffer tapes sort of
things
runs
your
a bit.
Parents may have told you.
What kind of things would you have your
so
parents
So your mind is basically your greatest enemy. Is that what you're saying, yes. Nick?
What'd your parents tell you 7-Eleven was evil?
Call me more often. I don't know.
So you're in the middle of sex and you can imagine your parents saying, call me more
often.
No,
because that's when... I can't remember talking about this.
He's got
that's when it stops. That's... No.
It's game
that,
over.
It has, I have a wall. If any of that stuff tries to get in... You have to.
So you don't use that to stop you from coming. You use it just distracts
you. No, I don't use anything to stop.
Is that your Philip Matera, Nick?
I don't know who that is.
Some friends of mine have not me personally, but they were speaking of Philip. Whenever they are wanting to prolong the act of sexual congress, they think of Philip Matera. Philip Matera, because he's like one of the ugliest players in the AFL in their eyes. I don't think that. I think he's all right. And so just a general Philip Matera, Philip Matera, Philip Matera, Philip Matera is what goes through their head.
But wouldn't you eventually like have an orgasm and then you'd be saying his name and then you'd forever associate like a Pavlov's dog theory
and become
Philip Matera with coming.
Well, they're risk takers.
And then whenever you saw him, you'd get it.
they like to fly close to the sun. Icarus, I call my friend.
But you would think that you would stop saying the name Philip Matera. What was his name?
Philip Matera.
Sounds,
yeah.
Sounds like Phil Matera.
I've never heard of
him. I think he meant Pete Matera.
Yeah.
Who Gloria was the, Love. That's what I use. Buddha Hocking. That's whose name I'd say if I was trying to. Gary Hocking from Geelong. He's a
Whiskers to
man.
His friends.
He Buddha. Looks like he looks like Sloth from Goonies, I reckon.
Sloth Love Chunk.
Yeah. Baby Ruth. Anyway, what's your number 3 reading song?
Our next song is Toto. I didn't pick this. Toto.
Why are you talking about it then? Come on, Greg. Own your song.
Hi. Our number 3 reading song is Toto's Hold the Line. Pretty much for the chorus line of Hold the Line, Love Isn't Always On Time.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's...
It's like an apology.
I think...
Before it happens.
Sorry?
Did you get to see them?
No, I didn't.
If you get
the
Trip Magazine, because I know that you're Triple R subscribers.
Yes.
That's a great opportunity.
I have it at home,
To remind everyone to pay up by the 20th of September to be in the draw for all the prizes. But there's a great review. A graveyarder from Triple R went to Toto. And as he says, he paid about $85 for 3 songs.
Africa...
Rosanna.
Hold the Line Rosanna. And Rosanna. Yeah.
What else is there?
Was it even the original lineup?
I must get it out. I think it was a different lineup. It's pretty witty, and it went for 2.5 hours, this gig. Is that torture or what? For 3 songs?
Well, yeah. I don't think it's necessary to talk about things that are going for 2.5 hours in this particular countdown.
All right, back to the rooting.
Love Isn't Always On Time.
Yeah.
Goes for a minute.
We wanted to, include a Toto song why not? But, yeah, it's pretty much, as I said in the back announcement before the other song, is that we wanted to kind of contextualise the rooting songs with a song that perhaps where things aren't necessarily going all according to plan, where the best intentions of a rooting song kind of go astray.
Have you had any real duds that you can think of? Where you just that you've finished or you've woken up the next day and you've just gone, I feel like I need to apologise again.
I had a Toto last night.
I had a Toto.
Toto.
Um, Well,
I apologise habitually after sex. Isn't that what everyone does?
It's just part of the
sorry,
act.
Sorry. How much?
Sorry. It's only kind of a variable if whether or not you cry as well, isn't it?
I never
just
cry.
During or after?
I never cry. I just apologise because I think I can do better. And it turns out I can't.
So is it kind of like, you know, you just giving them a bit of a hope that, you know, come back again. You know, you might have enjoyed that, but I can do better.
It was
off night. That's not even my best.
It was an off night for me. If you come back tomorrow, the main show will be on. This is the warm-up show, and I promise tomorrow will be the main event.
Do they often seem disappointed, or do they kind of go, no, that was fine.
They never come back, do they?
I don't know. They kind of just rub your hand and go, it's okay. Doesn't matter. It's not important. Let's just cuddle. That's what means something to me.
What time is love? If love isn't always on time.
12:01? I don't know.
That's what time.
Straight after our show.
It's 8:55 and Connex apologises for any inconvenience for those of you who wanted to catch love at 8:51. I think that is the comedic answer
I have no idea.
Any insight into the question you're asking.
Or 10:30.
Was it a rhetorical question? I don't know.
No, I just mean if you guys are pushing this love isn't always on time, I don't know if you're implying that it's premature. Love can be premature.
Sorry, I was interrupting you. Tristan Harris is the guy's name that writes this in the Trip magazine, and he says it. The lead singer looked like Cole Elliott.
So what's wrong with that?
What does he sing?
Cole Elliott.
Does he say what's his hit song? What's his big one?
Oh, well, I don't know. Cole Elliott.
Is it Shut Up Your Face?
No.
That's Joe Dolce. You fool.
Google, mate. Google.
We should play this reading song. Do you have any tips for people whose love might not always be on time?
There's always 8 hours later, as Nick always says to me.
And Philip Matera.
Yeah, and Philip Matera.
Gary Hawking.
Yeah. We'll fill up my cup. Whiskers. Whatever you want first.
What number is this, Glenny G?
Number 3.
What's you
It's 25 minutes to midnight.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can find it again, but the best part of that...
The best part
is the whole song.
I know, yeah.
The best part when it finishes.
At the very end there, he goes, ah!
What? How does he go?
His orgasmic
little, ah! Are we going to hear it?
Well, that's why we chose it, I think, yeah.
Oh, God, that was amazing. It's nice to hear Toto on the Triple R airwaves, I must say.
I'm surprised it's not played more often. You're a Toto fan, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a big Toto fan.
Sorry for anyone that called then. I just couldn't answer the phone with that pump, and I was on the eardrum.
Was it? Was it?
Yes. Is it?
Oh.
Where?
Oh,
it didn't happen at all.
You just want to hear the drummer liar. Again, don't you, Glenn?
Let's go home and listen to it. Anyway, he goes, Anyway.
Nick just called up. I think you've put the cat amongst the pigeons with the McCartney comment that he was only good when he sang like John Lennon. Mick was ropeable.
Really?
I actually agree with you because I'm not a McCartney fan at all. I said the only good McCartney rock and roll song that he ever sang was Helter Skelter. And I don't think he had rock and roll in his blood. And Mick disagrees vehemently. But he also said, we were talking before you guys arrived, we were talking about people coming simultaneously when they have sex, and if that's important. Glenn said no.
No, love
isn't always on time. I think
exactly.
Reiterated.
It usually happens about 10 minutes before.
Mick said that if a girl is on top, he said always she's going to come. Always, that's what he said.
Always?
Thanks, Mick.
Hang on.
He's a Paul McCartney fan, always, so let's just, you
have
know.
You got a pen?
Really?
What do you guys think about the simultaneous orgasm?
Does it exist, Nick?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I think on top is... Yeah, I can't believe this has turned dirty.
yeah, Bruce,
really?
What a
shock.
What's
happening?
I'm leaving.
Didn't think we'd ask you that question.
It's not common, I'll say this. It's not common, but it...
it's getting more common.
Usually, male and female times do not line up.
Do you think it's important, though? Do you think it's important to
I'd say it's a bonus, but it's not essential.
What about you, Greg?
Unless she complains about
it. Is it a Bert's bonus? Sorry, that's a little...
teaser.
That's a little teaser for the next song. I think it's important, but it's doubly important when you're having sex with a dolphin who could blow your head off at any time. And...
they show no mercy.
If that's a simultaneous orgasm, it's going to be one hell of a simultaneous orgasm.
Sorry, just to turn the tables and interview you for a moment. The person who came in and spoke about the dolphins earlier, we didn't actually hear them. Did they actually speak about the noises that dolphins make when they have an orgasm? Was it is it kind of like Flipper or?
Well, he's in that dark room over there. If you want to talk to him,
okay.
Yeah.
He's got his dolphins.
No, it doesn't mention the noises.
All right.
No.
Glenn,
so there's no warning when it's going to happen.
No, but because the dolphin can feel, you know, it senses when you're going to come. That's the simultaneous orgasm. That's how we got to talking about dolphin sex.
Yeah, but he does talk about giving a hand job to the, giving a bit of a frigging to one of the dolphins.
Is he allowed to do that,
really?
That man?
Is this why you can't pat the dolphins at Monkey Mire anymore? Or
quite possibly.
Where?
Monkey Mire, you know that beach in Western Australia where the dolphins swim in?
No, they
you can pat them.
And you can't allow to pat them anymore.
No, you can't.
Too rapey.
Yeah.
What's your number two reading song, Telecom?
Well, it's not so much a song as a sonic extract from today's television, actually.
A lot of the times when, we like to get home from work, dim the lights.
You work?
I work. Dim the lights, get a glass of wine, and this... next audio segment tends to be the soundtrack to the lovemaking in Greg's life.
The news theme?
Not me.
Sorry?
It's not the news theme?
No, it's not the news theme. Did you want to play it first and then we'll
I'm more curious as to how Nick knows so much about Greg's sex life. It's like, this is this SMS. Song, and he wants to jump in.
It's a series of cameras.
I reckon they're having us on. I reckon they live in a bath together with a dolphin in the middle.
Are you two, you two aren't on bath. Together, are you?
Not that I know of.
Currently, no.
But,
okay.
You know,
Dare to dream,
the pub across
Nick.
The road
Dare
is open
dream.
Till 1 a.m., so anything could happen.
Well, 10 past 1 in the car park, you'll be right.
Well, we should play this and then come back and discuss it. What number is it, Glenny G?
Number 2.
Good luck to you and the family.
Thank you.
Name something you use in the garden that has a long handle.
A shovel.
Name something you associate with skating.
Ice.
Name a food that's served with bones in it.
Chicken.
Name something people are commonly allergic to.
Fish.
Name something with the word sweet in its name. Just didn't get there. That's okay. The other four sounded pretty strong, Ken. Mm. Want to have a look?
I sure do.
Okay, mate. Question one. Name something you use in the garden that has a long handle. You said shovel. Survey says 23. Good start. Name something you associate with skating. You said ice. Survey says 52. Good. 75 need 125. Three questions, or in your case, two questions to go. Name a food that's served with bones in it. You said chicken. Survey says 37. That's good. Name something people are commonly allergic to. Your answer was fish. Survey says zero. And, of course, the last one was a pass. Name something with the word sweet in its name. And, Rita, your 25 seconds begin at the end of me asking the first question. Good luck. Name something you use in the garden that has a long handle.
Spade.
Name something you associate with skating.
Skates.
Name a food that's served with bones in it.
Chicken.
Another answer?
Steak.
Name something people are commonly allergic to.
Nuts.
Name something with the word sweet in its name.
Sweet.
Just didn't get there on that last question. But good try, and you were really giving it your best shot, weren't you?
I was.
Want to have a look?
Yes.
Okay, here we are. Name something you use in the garden that has a long handle. You said spade. Survey says 11. 123. Rake was the top answer. You need 77. Name something you associate with skating. You said skates. Survey says 18. 141. Need 59. Ice was the top answer. Ken Gokas. Name a food that's served with bones in it. You said steak. Thinking of T-bone, no doubt. Survey says 3. There was another top answer there, a chicken. You need 56 with one question to go because, of course, you passed on the last question. Name something people are commonly allergic to. You need 56 or better. You said nuts. Survey says...
Wait, what happened?
No, we just went nuts.
Of course, they did not win.
Didn't they?
56 didn't they? With that. Well, there are don't a lot of people it. Allergic to nuts.
I don't know fish. What else you could be allergic to.
Nuts. Wheat.
Wheat.
Gluten.
Gluten.
Yeah.
Lactose.
Lactose, yes. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Milks. Cheese.
So have you air. Had sex with Bert's Family Feud in the background?
Nick?
Constantly. Because it's just before The Simpsons starts.
So you have to be finished by then?
You have to be finished before the Simpsons opening credits rolls in.
It is quite a build-up. Ding, 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 ding. It's like, you'd be kind of like...
And when you like have to lift your game to...
Yeah.
Right.
The survey says, no, not there. Not there. Ba-boom. Yeah.
Are there any shows that would distract you from your rooting pleasure?
I think we just played it, didn't we?
Border Security. Temptation.
Border Security.
Border Security distracts me because I always want to see what the guy is being busted for.
How often have you rooted in front of the television, Nick?
Flat. You live in a flat, don't you?
I live in a flat. Is there any other?
Well, I think that's why we included that particular soundbite. It was more for the 99.9 times out of 100 when you can't actually... Not so much be bothered, but get around to setting the mood with some audio dynamite on the stereo.
The horses are on the track.
Audio. Yeah.
Big audio dynamite.
I left out the big. But yeah, when you can't get around to setting the mood with a song or and just spontaneously end up...
Looney Tunes is good.
Can I get a sound grab of euphemisms we had for having sex that we wrote down before? When you can't get down to sizzling the frisky biscuit to an actual song and you just end up...
Caging the James
leashing
Scottie.
The deep, deep dining purple ferret. Who wrote this in front of the TV? It usually happens in the afternoon, doesn't it?
Usually
late afternoon.
Late afternoon.
When you're getting, you check the time with each other. You just remember.
I think
it.
So. And we kind of got lucky with the questions and answers on that particular excerpt from Bert's Family Feud. I thought. I
bet you can't wait for the Brady Bunch to come back on.
Don't answer it.
I don't even know what to say to that.
You guys have got a gig coming up this Saturday.
Do we? Okay, yes.
Ding Dong with the Amazing Phillips Sisters.
Yes.
Who have also been Rooters.
They're amazing.
Have you got any other gigs coming up?
Do we?
No.
Do you want a gig?
Yes.
If anyone calls,
get Indie Initiative at the Greyhound.
21st.
Art House Tuesday.
We're currently going back into the studio, aren't we, Nick?
Of course we are.
What are you recording now?
Just an album of soul covers. No, we're recording our next EP.
with Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah. Soul deep.
Soul not so
soul
deep.
Deeper. Yeah. Our next EP, I think we're going to start recording now.
So your EP is available now?
Yes, it's available now at International Trash, Greville Records, Polyester and Missing Link. And, our next gig is on Saturday at Bootleg.
And I have to say that you had some of the most amazing, like when you sent out those little press kits, it was fantastic, I thought.
Oh, thank you. Nick does all the artwork. No, I do it.
It was a stroke of genius.
And if you want to find Telecom on the internet, they're at telecomlovesyou.com and myspace.com/...
Telecom. Double Telecom.
Why? Who's got the single Telecom?
We got pushed out of something by the New York Telecom.
Who is this New York Telecom you speak of?
They're a shit.
They're their phone company.
Electro, hardcore.
Emo house.
And we'd like to thank Telecom from New York for subscribing over the internet during the radio.
It's actually a really weird story is that we actually originally had like MySpace/Telecom and then we had to change our profile over to from being a personal profile to a music profile, and in the process we were unable to put music songs as opposed to non-music songs on our profile.
Hang on a second, slow down.
Anyway, so after months of emailing Tom, who I think is an absolute dirtbag, okay, if you're listening, Tom, I'm coming to get you.
Tom, we love you.
Yeah, so we eventually just had to close our profile. And our website is telecomlovesyou.com. And it turns out that this New York Telecom had actually reserved myspace.com/telecomlovesyou.
Nerds.
And put like a profile picture of Nelson from The Simpsons saying, and yeah.
Really?
And then in the end, they got /telecom office.
Motherfucker.
It's like a great story.
Big work, motherfucker.
Probably should have told that off air. But
So anyone should go and sort of
If they could become huge and they come out here, you could just, play all their gigs. No one would know.
Yeah, fuck them.
We could support them.
Telecom, supported by Telecom.
We should play your last reading song. It's nearly out of time. What is it?
I don't even know the name of the guy that's singing it, but it's...
It's Joe Esposito.
How do you pronounce it?
Can't you read?
Esposito? Is that Spanish?
Esposito. It's Esposito.
Esposito.
It's from the...
Esposito.
It's from the Oscar-winning movie Le Karate Kid, which is a French movie, I believe.
French
it's not
Japanese.
Going very well, is it?
And it's a positive affirmation to either yourself after the act of sex is done, or to your lady friend as she puts her boots on and walks out the door.
Boots, eh?
I think it's more
you're the best.
you pass the lyrics just before you're about to get into the act and say, "I'm going to put on a song, sing along, watch me for the changes, try and keep up."
Women respond well to that, do they?
I believe so. I haven't tried it, but hi, honey, if you're out there. I love you.
And if you can get away with playing this song and getting a root
More power to you as well.
I think so.
You're a dolphin.
Telecom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.
What number is this, Glenny G?
Number one. Go, Daniel-san.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, and nothing's gonna ever try your best to win them all, and one day time will tell. When you're the one left standing there, you've reached the final bell. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Nothing's gonna